Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on McTelvin Ag. McTelvin just finished his 4 years as a top defensive lineman for the Arkansas Razorback team and is one of the top defensive linemen in the country. McTelvin, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you guys for having me, man.
To start, McTelvin, recently accepted your invitation to play at the Shrine Bowl. How did you end up getting the invite, and what was your initial reaction to it?
I honestly don't even know how I got the invite, man. I think we had finished practice one day, and our pro liaison came up to me and just handed me the envelope. My reaction was like, "This is a blessing to actually be able to keep showcasing my talents and what I got, you know, and be able to, you know what I'm saying, be invited to the game."
And McTelvin, talking about showcasing your talents, is there anything you look forward to about showcasing your talents at the Shrine Bowl?
The one-on-ones, inside runs, just things like that, man. Being able to show that I can play at the next level. You know, I feel like I'm one of the best in the game right now.
And we've seen the training videos that have come out. What have you been working on in this pre-draft process in order to improve your game?
Just conditioning and definitely just my hands, man. Just making sure that I'm using my hands at all times. If you watch film for me this year, you can see sometimes my hands drop in the pass game, even in a run game, or my hands too wide. So making sure my hands or in that circle and or staying tight.
I mean, Tobin, looking back on freshman year, you played in all 13 games. You earned 5 starts in the last 5 games. Did you feel any added pressure since you were a freshman coming in, getting all that playing time?
It wasn't any like added pressure. It was like, I know that my team is going to be looking for me to be stepping up soon. So I just had to step into a leadership role earlier than expected, but I feel like I was ready for it, and I feel like I did the best that I could.
And we talk a lot with guys about that transition period from high school to college. Most need a redshirt year, if not 1 to 2 years, to get up to that collegiate level of play. I mean, early on in your career, you contributed starting that final 5 games, as Brian just said. What do you think helped you make that transition so smooth?
Just the mindset that I had coming into college. I wanted to make sure that I was ready to play as soon as I got there. So I basically used my senior year like a redshirt freshman year. I wanted to make sure that I was fully prepared, my body was prepared mentally and everything like that. And when I basically came, I made sure that I had all my grades right and things like that, doing credit, to make sure I was able to enroll early and just be able to get into that weight program.
And like we just mentioned, the things that you accomplished freshman year, we saw a lot of change going into sophomore year. You started 11 out of the 12 games. What do you think you worked on specifically during that offseason to really see that playing time increase?
I know I definitely, again, hands has always been an emphasis. That's something you can always work on. Hips and just flexibility. That's something that I was trying to do as well in the offseason. Just basically trying to build up on what I was already doing during my freshman year. I wanted to basically just be better, increase my numbers, increase my play, and just be a dominant force in the SEC.
And with the SEC, one of the top the most likely top conference in all of college football, what made you want to play for the Arkansas Razorbacks?
One reason they were in the SEC, I knew I was going to be able to play against big competition every week. I didn't want to necessarily go to the Alabamas and things like that. I wanted to be able to build a legacy somewhere else. I wanted to be able to start a tradition. Build upon a tradition. Arkansas is a state of full of pride people. Powerful people, and I knew them the type of people that I wanted to be behind me, the underdogs.
And McTelvin, we have seen what you have accomplished throughout your high school career. You were the number two defensive end prospect by 24/7 Sports, number three defensive end prospect by ESPN. And while doing our research, we saw that you played in the Under Armour All-American game. Not many high school players get to experience that. So what was the experience like playing in that special game?
Well, it was great, man. You got, honestly, I feel like I got, it's something like a fraternity. I got brothers for a lifetime through that game. Just the whole entire process. You gonna play against most of those guys. Most of those guys are going to the top schools. So especially next year, you're gonna play against a lot of those guys every week. So it's cool to just come out and be like, man, what's up, bro? Like, and you guys still have those memories from back when you were still in high school in Orlando. It's just a great feeling. I really hope. I wish everybody could experience that feeling, man, because they do a good job with the game, and they make it real fun for you.
McTelvin, coming from Arkansas, the Arkansas player of Gatorade Player of the Year that season, but then you play in that Under Armour All-American game. Does that give you a little bit more added confidence or boost your morale that, all right, I can play with the best of them at the collegiate level?
Somewhat. But actually, before the game, I was already at practices for Arkansas. Arkansas had a bowl game that year, and it was actually the Liberty Bowl. So they had ended up going to the Liberty Bowl that year. So I was able to practice with them for bowl practices, and I actually moved in early. So just being at practice gave me that confidence. Like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I know I can do this.
We know getting your first interception, your first sack, your first tackle is something that you guys will remember forever. But for you, when you leveled Kenny Hill for your first career sack, what was going through your mind?
It was just crazy, man. It was a big moment in the game. We actually ended up winning that game. I helped my team get off the field. It was just ecstatic. That play is something I still remember. I still remember the exact play off of that one for sure. They say, again, like you said, you don't forget your first one. So, and that was my first one. So it was a great one. Kenny Hill was somebody I had just been watching in high school. I remember when he was at A&M and he was killing the SEC. So we everybody knew about Kenny Hill, man. So it was just a ecstatic feeling, man. It was a great feeling. I would definitely say it was a great feeling.
And talking about studying other players, McTelvin, when you watch film, what do you look for in an offensive player?
Offensive player, stance. Try to see what are their tendencies when it comes to run. What are their tendencies when it comes to pass? What are their tendencies, like, let's say, third and five or first and five, first and 10 or something like that. Just things like that, trying to separate what they do at every different spot on the field. You know, just trying to pick up tendencies. Trying to see if they're light on their hands, if they're pushing off on or turning on to pull, because they can give you a tendency to, okay, I need to get out the ball a little bit faster right here because I can get in that hill pocket and things like that.
McTelvin, looking at the draft, you are one of the most talented defensive linemen out there. What makes you different than other prospects at your position?
I'm like a Swiss Army knife, man. I feel like I can play the DN position, D-tackle position, nose position, anything on the D-line because I have before. I'm 300 plus pounds, and I move how I move. You're not going to see a lot of guys in my weight. And my stature moving like I'm moving, or even built like me. I feel like I play the game well. I feel like I play the game well, and I'm a student of the game, so I know a lot when it comes to the when it comes to football.
And then outside, we know you, McTelvin. Obviously, everyone can tell the talent is there. But for GMs or scouts, what type of player are they going to get in terms of a locker room presence, leadership, personality wise from you?
They're not going to get a guy that thinks he knows it all. I come to learn, and I love knowledge, so I'm not shying away from anybody coaching me hard or trying to help me get better, man. Like, I love to learn. I understand everybody makes mistakes, so I'm ready to get coached. I don't think I'm perfect, you know, so they ain't gonna have to worry about a guy coming in there thinking and know it all already. I know I'm especially behind vets. Even anybody in the NFL 1 year longer than me knows more than I do. So you can always learn from those guys, and that's what I'm coming in there to do, to learn.
McKelvin, it's important to stay strong on the field, but also stay strong off the field academically. And what does it mean to you to be named to the SEC All-Academic Team multiple times throughout your career?
Oh, man, this is another, like notch on the belt, man. Like, it is a blessing. My grandmother, she instilled that in us at a young age. She only had an eighth grade, you know what I'm saying, education, but she still made sure that we knew that education was important and that we didn't slack on it. So I made sure that that was one of my things, that I wasn't going to slack on it. I was going to make sure I got my degree before I left.
When we're talking about it, McKelvin, career aspirations once your football career is over, do you have any?
I love the game so much, man. I might just end up coaching. I really do love the game, man, for real. I just love to be around it. So I can see myself coaching after this.
And then we like to ask this hypothetical question, McKelvin. If you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
I would probably say Aaron Donald, because of the simple fact of what he's doing right now. Either Aaron Donald or Reggie White. Because Reggie White's power, how he was able to overpower offensive lineman was different. He's probably the best ever. Aaron Donald is the best doing it right now. So I would love to be able to pick his brain and see what he knows, the tendencies he sees. I would love to just sit in a team room with him and just watch him and see the notes he's taking and see what he says, and you know, just see the little things he picks up on.
McKelvin, we have seen the success stories that have come out of this Arkansas football program, like Trey Flowers and Chris Smith. How has their kind of success in the NFL really motivated you, and also giving you like a wake up signal that, hey, maybe after all, I can be successful in the NFL?
Just seeing, I know the hard work most of those guys put in. So when you see that, it's like, man, bro, like, even though you kind of slept on because you came from Arkansas, it just give you that chip on your shoulder, like, you know what I'm saying, you're going to prove every day that you know what I'm saying, you worth all of the, you know what I'm saying, all of the hype or all of the, like, the draft pick or anything, you're worth it. So, you know, it's like, you want to prove people wrong, or in some cases, prove people right.
With the NFL insight, have you thought about signing an NFL contract and the first thing you'd like to do with your signing bonus?
Yeah, I have thought about it. The first thing I would like to do is just try to invest or put money back, man. The team I have around me, they're real good with investment and things like that. And that's why I chose the agency I chose. I chose Young Money Alpha. And that's why I chose, because they're real good with investments as well. So that's something that I definitely want to do, is get some investment or do some good investments. So I'm for sure set for life, because, again, NFL, you can only do it for so long.
And with Young Money, we know agent Nicole Lynn, the success, Quinnen Williams last year, the top female agent in all of football. What made you want to sign with them?
They're hungry, and you can still see it. They feel like they got something to prove, and so do I. So I know, I feel like it's basically a match made in heaven.
And McKelvin, for our last question, we like to ask every athlete this. For any rising high school football player, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Go harder. Go 3 times harder than you think you're going right now. Understand it. It's tough roads ahead, man. And you could, let's say you mess around and go to that number one team. Man, go to the team for or number one team, or you go to a team that's not ranked, go to the team for the city, the fans, and things like that, because the coaches can be gone at any point, and I literally mean any point. My top four, every head coach got fired from my top four, and that was Baylor, Ole Miss, A&M, and Arkansas. Every one of those coaches got fired in my 4 years in college. So just be prepared for anything.
That was McTelvin Agham, formerly with the Arkansas Razorbacks. We really appreciate your time. Good luck in the Shrine Bowl and the rest of the pre-draft process.
Well, thank you guys, man.